Dear Imago Day, you haven't heard from me in a minute. Did you think I was done writing your letters? No, I wasn't. I needed to be sure they were heartfelt messages from one of God's image to another. This one is tricky. But you know when we see our family people do something different? Something out of the regular? Something secular? Or when one of us makes a mistake? Or does something wrong? We are so quick to cast the first stone, best in correction and discipline. Talk about, she's not Barbie, she's a child of God. Did you see the dresses that Precious wore to the beach on Friday? Do you know where I saw Mr. Dante last week? He's always posting contradictory stuff on his status. I believe believers should not. How can you say you're a Christian when you... And she's a leader in church. You are the first to cast the stone. Imago Dei. Calm down. You know what this reminds me of? The Pharisees. The religious leaders. Yes. I believe everyone has a different journey. What will Jesus do? I've fallen in love with reading the Bible, and I see Jesus act with love every time. L-O-V-E, the basis of our faith, the foundation of our faith. How can you be the voice of condemnation when Jesus is trying to draw them close? I know there's a balance, and sometimes we need to make it clear when people do wrong. But love. Imago Dei, I hope your public correction and judgment is rooted in genuine love and not pure spite or a sense of self-righteousness. I'll take that again. Imago Dei. I hope your public correction and judgment is rooted in genuine love and not spite and a sense of self-righteousness. Mister, I'm getting it right and he's not. Miss, I'm closer to the cross than you are. Mister, I spend 10 hours or 24 hours praying. Ogbeni, you rest. Love has saved more people than your so-called take has. Let me remind you. 1 Corinthians 13 says, if you could speak all the languages on earth and of angels but didn't love others, it would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I had the gift of prophecy, and if I understood all God's secret plans and possessed all knowledge, and if I had such faith that I would move mountains but didn't love others, I would be nothing. If I gave everything I have to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it. But if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. Imago Dei, be careful to sprinkle more love and stop making people see our love work as something else. Remember, I love you.